We are enthusiastic when we start bhakti initially, but over time, because of the anarthas, because of circumstances, we lose that enthusiasm.
So,
because of the mind's conditionings, we lose enthusiasm. So how can we sustain this enthusiasm lifelong? Firstly, the moment we think of lifelong, it appears too long. So, if we think, oh, I have to chant the holy names of Krishna, chant the names of Krishna attentively throughout my life. Such a big task. So, if you start thinking of lifelong, it will just, as I said, appear too long. So, don't think of lifelong right now. Just think of just one mantra at a time. Think of one day at a time. Now, in terms of vision, you know, when we want to understand or comprehend our spiritual identity, we can expand our vision. But in terms of execution, we need to concentrate our vision. Otherwise, there are people who have their heads in the sky. They make hundreds of schemes and not one gets executed. So, you know, we have to, especially when we are executing things, don't bother about the idea, oh, I have to do this lifelong. Just think, let me do this one day. Let me do this for 1 hour. Let me do this for this 1 minute. Let me chant this mantra for one mantra right now, attentively. Let me try to enter into the mood of meditation right now. So, while we are executing something, we need to concentrate our vision. At that time, we expand our vision, that whatever we are trying to execute will seem to be like too big a burden. Now, when we concentrate our vision on doing what we need to do right now, that gives us a sense of direction and a sense of achievement. Okay, I have to do this for the next half an hour. I have to do this for the next 1 hour. And that, okay, let me do that. And when we do that, we experience a spiritual connection. You know, whenever we focus on Krishna in whatever we are doing, no matter what conditionings are there within us, if we strive to focus for connecting with Krishna, we do connect with Him. And by that connection, we experience bhakti paresha anubhava virakti ranyatraja. The process of bhakti gives us para isha anubhava, experience of God. When we get that experience, that inspires us further. So that's the first thing. Concentrate the vision while executing. Don't let it get expanded too much. So, now the second thing is that enthusiasm is not something that is always predictable in terms of what will be the source of enthusiasm for us. We all grow in our life, and just as the toys that we like to play with in our childhood, we may not like that now. We have developed other interests. Same way, even in our spiritual life, as we grow, some of the things which inspired us in our early days in our spiritual life, we find that, okay, they don't inspire me now. But that does not mean that there will be nothing that inspires me. Now, it is our responsibility to find out what it is that inspires us. So, because our mind, we are basically, as I said, fighting a war against the mind. So, you know, if we are going to fight a war, we cannot just go with a stereotype plan. Now, if a warrior goes, I'm going to fight with a sword. I'm going to kill the enemy by fighting with the sword. But if the enemy is only shooting with arrows, I can just keep swinging my sword and before I reach the enemy, I'll be killed. So, the point is that we cannot just go into spiritual practice with a stereotype idea. This is what I should be doing and by this I should be getting inspiration. We have to find out, okay, the mind is troubling me in this way. What is the way ahead I can go? What is it that enables me to connect with Krishna right now? So, sometimes in our spiritual life, we may find that worshipping the deities, that may help us to connect with Krishna. At other times, we find studying scripture may inspire us to connect with Krishna. At other times, hearing classes may inspire us to connect with Krishna. At other times, say singing songs about Krishna, praying to Him through Vaishnava songs, that may connect us with Krishna. So, we have to know that our spiritual advancement is our responsibility. The process is there to help us. The spiritual master is there to guide us. But ultimately, it is our responsibility. And when we understand it is our responsibility, that means we have to find out what weapon will work in our battle against our mind. When we take this initiative, we will find Krishna will never leave us without any source of inspiration at all. We will find some source of inspiration if we keep searching. And by finding that inspiration, we can rejuvenate ourselves. So, I don't feel like practicing bhakti. Let me not practice it. Okay, I don't feel like it. I cannot just get rid of my feelings. Feelings are there. But I don't have to always just give in to my feelings completely. I can find some way by which I can circumvent my feelings and I can keep moving onwards in spite of those adverse feelings. So, it's like in a ocean, there are different currents. Sometimes say, a current of water may be going from, say, America to Europe. Another current of water may be going from, say, Europe towards Africa and down. Another current of water may be coming from South America towards Europe. So there are different currents which are flowing. Now, if a person is rowing a boat, at that time, if the person is rowing a boat and wants to go, say, eastwards from America towards Europe, at that time, if that person is caught in a current which is moving from Europe towards America, then rowing will become extremely difficult. So if that person can catch the current which is moving in the same direction, then the opposition will go and support will come. So like that, there are different currents in our consciousness. Some currents are moving towards Krishna, some currents are moving away from Krishna. Some currents are just going here and there. So when there is a current of consciousness which is taking us away from Krishna, which is making us apathetic, which is making us lethargic in our bhakti, now, it is not that we have to be situated in that current and let ourselves get flown away. We have to relocate in a current that moves towards Krishna. That means place ourselves in a circumstance, practice some activity, do something, associate with some devotees by which we feel inspired to move onwards towards Krishna. And there will be currents which are moving towards Krishna also. We just have to discover them. And we have to tap them regularly. And lastly, when we say that how can we sustain the enthusiasm that we had in the early days, it's not necessary that our grown-up days in spiritual life, if you want to say use that word, will have to be the same as our early days. In the early days, we may have a very externalized conception of enthusiasm. That means, dance and vibrantly and sing in kirtan. That is enthusiasm. Yes, that is enthusiasm, but that is not the only barometer of enthusiasm. Real enthusiasm is committed practice, commitment to the practice of bhakti. And we, as we grow, we may not exactly be enthusiastic in the same way that we were earlier. So some devotees who may have a lot of energy in youth, they may dance and sing vibrantly in kirtans. But as they grow up, their same enthusiasm may be there, but in some other way. You may study scripture, say, teach scripture, do some other forms of services. So we shouldn't have an externalized conception of what enthusiasm means. So, yena kena prakarena mana krishna niveshayet. What Rupa Goswami tells us is, the defining principle of sadhana bhakti is, somehow or the other fix the mind on Krishna. Often if we get caught in, okay, this is what I have to do to be a serious devotee. If we think like that, then we often lose the opportunities by which we can increase our seriousness in other ways. So by learning to understand that spiritual life is an evolving process and we need not be doing exactly the same activities the same way as we were doing earlier to be enthusiastic. Okay, I am a different person right now and the way I think, the way I feel right now, at this level of thinking and feeling, how can I connect with Krishna? When we are introspective in that way, then we can find out from our present situation how we can move onwards towards Krishna. And ultimately, it's a matter of fuel. It's that we can't say that, yesterday morning I ate food, but I don't have energy today. Well, to get energy today, I have to eat food today. So, we were enthusiastic in our early days in our spiritual life because we were enthusiastically connecting with Krishna. So now if I don't connect with Krishna, it's like I'm not eating food. If I don't eat food, I'll not get energy. So it's no mystery in that sense if we lose enthusiasm. We have to connect ourselves with Krishna. And we can't think that, say that, because I was well connected in the past, therefore I will be well connected now also. We have to eat every day. Because I had energy yesterday doesn't mean I will have energy today. If I don't eat food today. So if we do the activity that nourishes in our bhakti, then we will be able to stay enthusiastic. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?